as I do about myself with regard to others. You see, we're all offering opinions. We're not saying, look, let me find out, apart from Aristotle, apart from philosophers, apart from priests, apart from everything that has been said, I don't know, I haven't read those things, therefore I can come to it fresh myself. But you can't, because you're full of opinions, full of other people's ideas. So if you could put aside for the time being and say, look, why do I always think in these terms of the outer and the inner? Oh, is there always evolution? You see, this is... What do you mean by evolution? To evolve, to grow forward in evolution, are we? You are so hopeless. No, please, you see, don't make statements. Don't assert anything. We are trying to find out, if you will kindly pay attention, not to your answers, but find out for yourself why the mind has divided the world as there and the world of me as something separate. We understand so little about ourselves when we are ignorant. Is this ignorance that has separated me from the rest, from the world? Écoutez, Monsieur Joson, nous demandons pourquoi. Why does this division exist? Not, please stick to that one thing for the time being. We'll come upon all the other questions. Suffering, my personal suffering and the suffering in the world. And is there a suffering which is not personal at all? So we'll come upon all these questions if we can find out the first question we are asking. Probably you have not thought about this at all. Personally, I never thought, I never feel that the world is out there and the world is me.